For up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri on Tuesday. This is actually Fox Hill Day. And Amick Davis, who's the president or chair of the Fox Hill Association, he's actually on the line every year. I try to see if I can move him from his busy schedule. It'd be hard to catch up with Warren. It'd be always busy. But I know he's in church. So he took some time out because I called him and said, man, I want to hear what's happening in Fox Hill today. Because I know Aaron Green mentioned it yesterday and I said, let me get the man in, on radio himself just to give us a narrative on what to expect and also to invite every Bohemian who's listening to come out to Fox Hill. Mr. Davis, that's you? You on?
Yes, good morning.
You are live again and I'm going to let you speak. First of all, where are you now? What you doing? And then go and explain Fox Hill Day and what people can anticipate for the rest of the day.
Well, we right now are at St. Paul's Baptist Church in the National Anthem. So we're getting ready for our church service route. From here, we'll head down to Macedonia. From Macedonia to Mankiri and go after Mankiri to St. Mark. After that, the minister will leave. And then later on through the day, we will start our activities on the Foxhill Parade and the Foxhill Park. We have vendors set up already, live entertainment. Of the greasy pole, we'll have some mascots also, and we hope that all sundry will be in Fox Hill today to celebrate Fox Hill Day with us, like we always do, to enjoy ourselves and have a good time. Also, the police are full effect today. They say they are tolerating nonsense, so they'll be out in full force and to protect us throughout the day. It's a beautiful day, and we give God thanks for that. And we pray that all goes well and covers the this Fox Hill area today to be safe.
Good.
Any mischief.
I know you're doing a church walk now. Everyone goes to the various churches, which is a tradition in the for the Fox Hill community on Fox Hill Day. I know 2 years ago, you promised me some raccoon sauce. One of the pastors there does a raccoon sauce. Is there any raccoon sauce this year?
Well, the raccoon sauce normally comes.
New Year's.
And we are at that church right now, St. Paul's Bishop J.G. Ramay. He normally do the raccoon sauce in New Year's morning for those who visit.
Okay, so that means I got to stay up till New Year's.
So I can't bring all these two raccoons in my yard right now.
Well, you can bring them by that and ready to go.
There you go.
So New Year's Eve, to come to St. Paul's Church to get that raccoon sauce. Now, what time does the festivities, when should Bohemians start marching, moving towards Fox Hill? Now,
12 o'clock. Activities start at 4 with the planting of the May pole, and then we have those persons who try to eat that pineapple. See who could eat the most pineapple that hangs on the string, and then we'll do some watermelon, and then some other little small activities, and then after that we'll go into the greasy pole, and after the greasy pole we'll have limbo dancing by Action Jackson himself. Also, we have live band at the pond. This year, we have 5 artists will be in Fox Hill, first time ever. So you have KB, Boatman himself, then you have Gino D, Shine, our store. Yeah.
Johnny Cake, Bicon, Bahamas, Fan Sean. Boy, I see plenty faces on this flyer.
This could be a big concert, Warren. This is not a regular concert.
And you know what's exciting, sir? Having the boatman perform at Fox Hill Day, because there's so many boatmen coming out of the Fox Hill community.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. And on that note, you all going to have any fish out there?
Well, the fish, no, not the fish today. Now, still only fish today. We give the other vendors the opportunities to do that, but we normally do sell fish in Fox Hill. But now, today, we allow the Fox Hillians here. We can do it and offer it to the public and see if that's you know, see how the conquered states, see how the crawfish states, the fishing, the snapper, the grouper, you know, peas and rice, crab and rice, all of that, fish streams, all of that good stuff we would have down here today.
So one more question. You all ain't having the salty eating contest then? I see who could eat the most salty contest?
No, we didn't engage in that one this year, but thank you for that note, Harvey. We'll put that on our agenda for next time.
Awesome.
Remind us, what time does the concert, the big concert start? Because you know a lot of people follow KB and 9 o'clock,
9:30. Maybe on the center stage and around the Boston Parade.
And this is a free concert, is it?
A free concert, yes, it is.
Okay. And parking, where do you recommend the park?
Like where does the driving stop and the walking begin, and where should we park?
The road's close to Foxdale, and then you have Davis Street, and then you have Rumor Street. So you will park in the perimeter around that. You have Sunderland Primary School, then you have Foxdale Park. Then you have it's a lot right in the front of Church of God on Bernard Road, and then you have the Community Center, and then you have St. Mark's Church. So there are parking in the immediate area, and then it's a parking along Fox Road South.
All right.
I'm excited for the day, and thanks for coming out of your busy schedule to remind us that today is Fox Hill Day. I know I have some callers who would want to respond to you, but give me a narrative about Fox Hill Day. What is Fox Hill Day again?
Fox Hill Day, you know, back in the day they said that, hey, we got the information or the news late after our slave, our people were freed from slavery, but that is a total myth. They were still freed. And what have happened, the same thing they're doing right now, they're going from church to church, celebrating Fox Hill Day. So what the church did back in the day was get together and celebrate for the freedom that they have been enslaving for many years.
Man, we're excited, man. We invite all of the various communities, especially people from Gambia, Adelaide, those who have the kindred spirits of the community to come down. How come I didn't hear anything about that road race this year?
Well, the road race did take place. It's something that is growing. So, and through funding, you know, sometimes you can't promote it the way you really want to. But they did the road race from Adelaide to Fox Hill, and they got climax in Fox Hill at 11:30.
But next year, I invite you to come and remind me, please. Please call
put
me.
Put it in your calendar right now, sir.
Call Nuri and say, Nuri, coming on the radio to remind people about the road race and that whole issue with that. But I'm excited, man. I'll be there around 3 o'clock. And definitely to take advantage of Fox Hill Day.
Sir, listen, I have a whole program to be ready for next year's festivities. I train in the raccoons. You come out and you drink and you don't want to drive. I'm going to have a team of raccoons to escort people home safely in the Fox Hill community from the festivities.
Okay.
Right after the festivities, you sit down and talk and plan to go forward.
Yes, sir.
That's Warren Davis, who's the head of the Fox Hill Association there, especially planning this event, Big Fox Hill Day. He always do a wonderful job there. He's an icon in the Fox Hill community there. I always appreciate when he gives time out to come and explain what all is happening. Thank you very much. I'll be there at 3 o'clock. I can look for you.
If they need me here, I'll be
here. There you go. Guided Radio, we're going to take this call. Thank you very much, Warren. We're going to take this quick call as we transition, and because we have some guests in studio. Kermit, the pastor is calling through. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I can. Good day to you. I'm calling to speak about the Ranger matter, if I may.
You want to speak about what?
The story, the RBDF Ranger story.
They are arraigning the young Marine today.
Yes, sir.
Yes. The thing it is,
ma'am.
This young Marine works for someone. Where is the officer in charge of the program? Where the senior ranks between him and the officer? This young man, to me, he should be disciplined for what he did. But to my way of thinking, he is being scapegoated. Everyone in the military is responsible to someone. And there must have been someone over this young man. And there must have been someone who empowered him to act this way, to so that he could feel comfortable in what he was doing. This is a lot of knowledge. This is a lot of nonsense. Shoulder sloping.
And I appreciate you. And you're absolutely right. It is a great concern. Of course, it's a military matter. And of course, the military deals with certain things on their own. And then there's a police matter also. So two different issues happening.
So it's been brought before the police already, right? He's being arraigned.
No, she's talking about the people above him.
Right. No, so I'm saying, I think, first of all, let's remember that there's still what's being expressed is an expectation that others would be charged, right? Given the nature, the hierarchy in the service, right? And I think that's what the person is saying, that others would be charged given their understanding of how the defense force
I'm
going to
talk about that in 30 seconds.
Yeah, no, I won't.
But what I wanted to say that with military have their own police, mm-hmm. and militaries have their own courts. So the expectation, one would assume, is the military would take over part of it, and then the general police would take over part of it, right. And we will wait to see if that is what is happening.
Well, in this instance, I think the Defense Force has completed its part.
Okay.
What we can say is that we know that they do have an integral system,
mm-hmm.
and what we could say is possibly that after their investigations, they determined that no other officer had ability or responsibility. Mm. Again, they are allegations.
Yes.
I think the Defense Force part has finished, but the point you're making, I think they made their determination, which has resulted in what was taken to the police.
Yeah, and then we have to wait to see what happens after that. Right. What we're going to do is...
This matters now before the courts.
Yes. What we're going to do is take a quick break in the studio. We have a young... What's that big word? Agrarian? How are you pronouncing that?
Listen, did you know that I was nominated for...
Yeah, can we talk about that later on?
Agrarian Award.
Yeah. And we can have a narrative of that because one of our guests is nominated for an Agrarian Award. And we want him and his brother and his father's in studio. And I know Aaron has been nominated. Did you win anything?
Yes.
You want to?
Yes.
Yeah, so
I didn't win the top prize, but I did win things.
You win things?
I mean, a thing.
So I'll have you give a narrative of what Agrarian Award is.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll introduce our guests and get to the studio, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Guardian Radio, we're going to be right back.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bella hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
You find anybody quick. After something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go. It's like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I go quick round the corner and number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologists can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kid's school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
T.A. Nuri. Of course, I said we have guests. We have two young farmers in studio. One is being honored, and I'm kind of excited about that. But before I go in, I asked Erin earlier, because I know she was nominated. I didn't know if she win anything to this agrarian a program that is done by the government for farmers. It's saluting them and highlighting their activities. But I just want to get a narrative for those persons who are not familiar with the term agrarian and also not familiar with the award itself. I want Erin to give a narrative on that, and also a brief experience of your time on the award thing.
Okay, so agrarian, the adjective is relating to cultivated land or the cultivation of land. As a noun, it is a person who advocates a redistribution of landed property. But agriculture, and you wake with the land, right? The Agrarian Awards, the inaugural award was 2 years ago, 2023. The Agrarian Award intends to recognize the tremendous contributions of agriculturalists, farmers, growers, harvesters, people who work in agriculture, their contributions to the country as a whole, to the community, to their family, to the economy. That's the Agrarian Awards, hosted by the government of the Bahamas, Ministry of Agriculture. Now, the inaugural awards were, they were awesome. The Distinguished Farmer Award, like the top honor, went to the one and only Lady Di, Pineapple Lady. Farmer. Look here, and she teased the minister, she teased Clay Sweeten. He was the minister, I think, at the time.
Yes.
Because she said he grows sweet pine.
he grows sweet pine?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So she gave him a little ribbon, but it was a great time. It's a combination of categories. You got the junior, then you got the sort of senior, the adults, and I think you even have a professional farming sector. Mm-hmm. But it is intended to grow not just a culture of awareness, but an appreciation for agriculture, for the contributions of those who work with the land to the country. And I think the most important thing it intends to show is the tremendous economic contribution that farmers and agriculture actually makes to our economy.
So what did you get nominated for?
I was nominated as a community farmer because I grow ideas in people's heads and in people's yards and in people's farms. I got third place.
So you don't grow fruits?
Fruit basically grew itself, but you know, as a Bahamian, I'll take ownership for that. I'll take credit for that.
Good. And you get third place. How many people is in that category?
I could be honest with you, it could have been four, it could have been three.
Okay.
But that don't matter. I'm a winner.
I understand.
Yeah.
That's what they tell people who come third place. You're a winner too.
I get
cash is good.
Mm-hmm. Which I invested into farming supplies.
In the studio, we have farmer Gerard Davil, right? And he just came from his summer camp program where he hosts with students, right? But I want to give a narrative of that because his son has been nominated for one of the Agrarian Awards. And I want to know how that happened. But let's go in and talk about your summer camp program.
Yes. Good day. Good day, CA. Good day, Erin. Good day, Bahamas. It's a pleasure to be here again. And you know, everything is agriculture. We are partnering with ADO, the Agricultural Development Organization, and we are partnering also with the St. James Road Farm, right on the side of Pilgrim Baptist, that the head pastor there is, the MP for Southern Shores. And we're putting on a summer camp because agriculture is the way, right? We're looking at kids, we're looking at them leaving school, and we're looking at how can they contribute to the development in the Bahamas at their young age. And we're using this opportunity to show young kids how at home they could be able to contribute to food security and food sovereignty. Teaching the kids about composting this week. We're starting from the soil up so that they could understand what goes into the soil. We're teaching them about woods are. Because at the end game, the end goal of it all is that we want all of these kids producing seedlings. And it's a wonderful system. So you start off with your seedlings. We have seedling trays of up to 208 cells. Each cell could hold one seed, which could produce one seedling. They would have an opportunity to make at least $1 from each one of those seedlings. Let's say that we were using pepper, finger pepper, right? I want you to follow me. So they start off with seedlings. They have the opportunity to sell one seedling for $1. If they don't get the seedlings sold in that period of time, they would take those seedlings and put them into small pots. Once they get into the small pots, each one of those small pot of pepper, let's say that now we can't get all of those sold, right? Then we would put them into bigger pots, right? At those bigger pots, we now get into $10. And once they start bearing, they'll cost $20. And if they still don't get that sold at that point, they can be able to harvest the pepper.
And then we get sweet pepper ketchup.
And then you get peppers. And if they do not get the pepper sold, freshly harvested, now we get into agro-processing where they can be able to make their pepper jams, pepper jellies. And so we have a fully sustainable way of teaching young children how they can be able to benefit and contribute.
One second, Minister Monroe, the idea that we did give you at the end of the last show about the agricultural program for the RBDF summer camp, taking them from picking to selling and even the commercial, ADO them doing it right now.
So, Mr. Darvin, who do you have in studio today?
In studio, I have Diego Bain. Diego Bain is a part of our Farm by Kids project. Farm by Kids is a program that we set up where we are trying to get more youth inclusion into agriculture. Currently, the nominal age of most agriculturalists is about 65. We're trying to reduce that age. We're trying to get that age down to about 25 years. Mm-hmm. And what we are trying to do is from junior school, starting at junior school, 7, 8, 9, we're trying to get them interested in agriculture. Diego, he has graduated from our junior program. He's moving into grade 10 this year. And he's been working along with us throughout the summer. First, it started off with, selling watermelons. We had a watermelon from Andres. They were selling watermelons. We started off actually last year when we were planting watermelons, right? And straight through the process, we're in the greenhouse. We're working on it.
Oh, you all have a greenhouse on Camp Road?
On Camp Road, yes, we do. And we're also working with a greenhouse by the Insurance Commission.
Okay.
Right? They picked us up and they said that they wanted our assistance with getting their greenhouse fully in operation down there. He was with us when we were harvesting our chickens for meat as well. So he had a very full summer. And with me as well is Chosen Darvel. He's my son. He's been farming with me almost in the womb. From in the womb, he was on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I told him when we were coming up here that I remember one time when he was one, I was in the field with my cutlass weeding, and he was on the side of me with a stick weeding as well. Mm-hmm. And we chose with Farm by Kids to take upon this time to honor some of our kids, recommending that they join the Agrarian Awards. And, you know, just to see how it goes, right? This flows, you've been putting in all this work. Let's see if you would be recognized. And we entered Chosen in the backyard farming category, the people's choice, right?
Because I hear you catch chickchanis. I hear you's running the bush and catch things in the bush, boy. Good morning, Chosen Darvel. How you doing?
Good.
Good, good.
Just start off with his age, Aaron, so I can understand what it is.
How old are you?
6.
You sure?
Yes.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. What island you from?
Bahamas.
You're from Bahamas. Okay, no problem, no problem. Mm-hmm. Out of many islands, one people. Okay, what school you go to?
Jamboree Kids.
Okay, now, so tell me, what's the first thing you ever grew? Successfully. A chicken.
Oh, what do you grow?
A tomato.
Tomato.
Yeah? What's your favorite thing to grow? And what's your favorite thing to eat out of the farm?
Blackberries.
You growing blackberries on your farm?
Yes.
Okay, good stuff. Okay. So, working with the camp this year?
Like, we get to plan stuff, we get to sell stuff, and we get to learn how to do agriculture.
That's good. Now, tell me about the chicken. See, I catch chickchanis. I go in the bush. close my eyes. I sit and I meditate till I hear it fly past me. I just snatch him out there. I hear you catch chickens, though.
Yes.
Tell us about how you catch the chicken.
I just grab the tail.
You just grab the tail? Mm. You know why? Because you have to confuse the enemy. He's good. He don't know what's happening. Okay, how you learn how to do that? Or why? Like, they put you in charge of catching the chickens?
No, like, we were trying to pluck off the beak. Not like, we were trying to clip it, so, because they were seeing the bungee off.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so you had to clip the beak because they were being a little rough.
Yes.
Okay, so that's a part of the process of keeping chickens?
Yes.
All right, now, I know you're only six, right? You want to be a farmer?
Yes.
Good stuff. Like, have you decided what area, like, you want to grow bees, you want to grow fruit trees, you want to grow vegetables, you want to grow lettuces and kales and salad-y things? What you want to do?
Basically all of them.
You want to do all of them? Okay, all right. You could do all of them, you know. Okay, Mr. Bain.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How you do?
I'm fine, thank you. And you?
I'm good, thank you. What school you go to?
St. Anne's, Blue Wave Country.
Nice.
Blue Wave.
What grade you in?
I go in grade 10.
Good.
All right, good stuff. How did you get into agriculture? Is it the program or like some of us, my grandfather is a farmer. When I go to the island, I go by my uncle, he's a farmer. How did you get into farming?
Well, my first introduction to through my grandfather when I was like 3 years old, uh-huh. And my grand auntie is actually Lady Di.
Okay,
yeah, you come from good stock, so, pun intended, yes sir.
So, like every summer, for a few years, we would go there. I would go there with my grandfather, and sometimes me and my cousin, we would go in the pineapple field and help plant the pineapples. Mm-hmm. And a few, like 3 years ago, Mr. Darwell, he took me under his wing. And now this summer, I've been working, and every day, he has been teaching me more and more about agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there's traditional in-the-soil farming, and then we have this new wave of technology. You've got the hydroponics, the aquaponics, you got the vertical towers, you got the no-soil grows, the greenhouses. What delights you, and then what are you thinking about in the future in terms of agriculture?
Well, in the future, I think I was thinking about being a businessman,
mm-hmm.
having a lot of businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Farming would be one of them. And what delights me is just seeing the plant grow up from a little seedling,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to a big tree. Where you can now pick the fruit and sell it.
And live with it. Okay, I like that. Okay, see now, I have a friend, he's a farmer, and he blew my mind one time. He said, look here, whenever I do an agricultural talk, he says, start like this. I ask the room, I look around the room, he say, how many of y'all are farmers? And they say, we know farmers. He say, well, how he phrase it, he say, when you woke up this morning, what's the first agricultural product you touched? Right, and so people would say, well, I had an apple, for breakfast I had orange juice. And then you say, well, what about the face cloth you use to wash your face? Mm-hmm. What about the toothbrush you use to brush your teeth? What about the pillowcase you pick your head up off when you woke up? Like, agriculture isn't just food, it's also all kinds of, like the toothpicks that we use with our lunch, that's agriculture mm-hmm. as well, right? So yeah, you could be a businessman with a farm and you say produce. All right, we got a caller on the line, but before we go there, have you decided like a particular career, a particular area you want to go into in agriculture? Or the business side, the agronomist, the economics of agriculture?
Well, the specific area I would like to go in agriculture, I like to have like a farm, and you know, agritourism. Have tourists come over, give them a tour of the farm, have mm-hmm. livestock, different plants.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'd be one of your first tourists. Be one of your first domestic tourists.
I love how well-versed Bean is, man. He knows exactly what he wants.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
All right, we ready to go to the caller?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Good morning, caller. Welcome to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri.
Hey, morning, it's me and your guest. I really love the topic today, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ask your guest, why are limes so expensive in the food store? Why are they importing limes from other countries when we could actually grow them in the Bahamas?
Okay. All right, so let me see if I could respond to that, right? Because I don't care for that, but growing citrus is very delicate in this region, and we're very susceptible to a number of blights or things that affect citrus, right? And so the reason why citrus right now is so expensive is because of a number of things. It's very cost prohibitive to produce lime at a commercial rate. A, B, we globally, you see that food costs are being exacerbated by political issues, right, and conflict and war. And because sometimes the value, like a lime tree versus a mango tree, right? Like we weigh them, a lime tree versus a mango tree, and some people may feel like a mango tree is more valuable than a lime tree, right? So
yeah.
A part of it is cultural. And we just need to shift people back to seeing the value of growing citrus at home.
And Carla, are you subscribed to the Ministry of Agriculture's Facebook page? Do you follow them?
They're gone.
Oh, all right, because they're having something called the Agrarian Awards. And right now we have a member of our group, Farm by Kids, chosen. He's participating, and he's going for the People's Choice Backyard Farming Award. And we would like for you to be able to follow the Ministry of Agriculture's page. I want you to be able to encourage the youngsters of today to continue in their agriculture. These problems that we've been facing, that they can now have the courage and support to address some of these long-standing issues.
How did you feel, Davil, when you saw that your son was got approved to be one of the finalists for the award?
Yeah, man. It just really, sometimes, you know, you got to, thank God for small mercies, for the ability for him. When he came to me and he said, Daddy, you know, I want to do a farm in the back of the yard. I was like, son, you sure? Like most normal children ask for a dog or something like that, right? You want a whole farm, right? And I'm like, geez, go ahead. Because, you know, we had a farm when we were in Pinewood, right in the back of the home. And we were always dealing with that. And so when we moved, right, we didn't have that element. Caught that element going, and I just thought that it was very fitting because a lot of times we highlight the negativity of the youth and we do not give the positivity the same level of boom in the media. And I just feel like this is very exciting. This shows that the Ministry of Agriculture is moving towards the right direction, including youth in their selection process and being able to push youth forward in the sector.
Right, I get that. A focus on young people. Because older farmers started off as a young farmer.
Yes.
You don't get older farmers unless you have younger farmers, right? And that's very important. We're talking about that with sports as well, right? Understanding that you turn 25.
No.
You can't wait until they turn 21, not even 18, right? That people begin developing careers from children.
And you need existing models, right?
Right.
So if you don't have existing models for other persons to look at, then it doesn't exist.
All right. Date, time, ticket cost, and where are we supposed to line up to stand outside and cheer on Chosen when we walk inside the building?
Well, the first thing you need to do is you need to go on Facebook. You know the Facebook, right?
Yeah.
The blue app. So we need to go on Facebook, go on the Bahamas Ministry of Agriculture's page. Mm-hmm. You got to click follow.
Okay.
Right? Once you click follow, you're going to scroll along and you're going to see Chosen Davil, and it's for the People's Choice Backyard Farmer.
Ah, so we get a vote. Well, we get a vote for Chosen.
You got to vote. You got to click like, but then they have a caveat. You also have to follow them.
Okay.
Once you hit follow and you hit like, it would register. It's an opportunity for $100.
Oh,
this
man.
Is a great opportunity.
Chosen, I jealous. I only win $100. I jealous. Mm-hmm. What a chance.
Good luck with that. So how?
Yes.
So you should go on the Facebook page. Which Facebook page again?
This is the Bahamas Ministry of Agriculture Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And once you go on the Facebook page, you're going to hit follow.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to scroll down. You're going to see Chosen's picture. You have him there holding up three eggs. And he has a caveat of pictures
right.
there with him.
Are nominations closed already?
No, it closes on September 1st.
Nominations close on September 1st. So
yes.
Listen, go to the Ministry of Agriculture's page. You can still nominate people in categories.
Yes.
Mr. Bain, what's your first name again?
Diego.
Look here, you go nominate Diego Bain, right? In all the categories, I don't care, all. And chosen to have, we'll find him youth, People's Choice.
People's Choice, Backyard Farmer.
Backyard Farmer, and vote for Chosen. Why? Because he's the chosen one.
And Chosen, before we go, how you catch that chicken?
I just grab it by its tail.
Okay, just making sure. Okay.
Easy.
Let's go on this commercial break. Thank you very much, Mr. Davil. Thank you very much, Chosen. Thank you very much, Bean, for coming. We're going to take this quick commercial break, and then we'll transition the show. Guardian Radio AM.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows it's you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried the other day and when I hear Junior and his boy those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM on this last segment. Anyone see that there's a storm out there? Hurricane Erin. You know this is going to be a bad storm, right? You know this could be a temperamental hurricane. Lord, don't let it be a hurricane. Let it stay just being a regular storm because I could battle a storm. But if this changes into a Hurricane Erin, oh, God have mercy. Oh, God have mercy. Anyway, Erin, you see they name a storm after you. It coming towards us.
No, you should be lucky they named the storm after me.
Yeah?
You know what the people say about me.
What do people say about you?
I don't know which way I go in.
That's, oh, well, okay. You don't know if you're coming or going.
Yeah.
But we want people to prepare just in case or continue to watch what is happening and the direction and so on.
Well, no, don't say prepare just in case. We should be preparing every hurricane season as if
all my money goes to school supplies.
As if we know a hurricane is coming.
Yeah.
Right? And so what... So this is why, like, the work of the Consumer Protection Commission is so important, right? Like in things like expiry dates, because if I'm buying supplies specifically for hurricane preparation, right, then I'm gonna look for the longest lasting dates as possible, right? Mm-hmm. So if I don't consume these things in this hurricane season, 2025, right? If the expiry date on it is 2027,
compies don't expire.
If the expiry date is 2027, then I know 2026, these things are still good and I could keep, you could still do first in, first out, right? So as you buy your corned beef for your regular shop, you go into the pantry and you put the new corned beef in your hurricane supplies and you take the old corned beef out and you cook that, right? So let's, every hurricane season, we prepare as if we know a storm is coming and then we hope that no storm is coming.
I forgot to asked the farmer, Dava, when he before he left, that I'd normally cut off the top piece of my onion and try plant it. That ain't grow yet. I mean, I do show a lot of onion, and I haven't gotten one onion spring from that top piece yet.
So you, the spring onion, the green part?
No, I don't put a green part. I talk about onion now. I want onion. I have
Just cut the, like, the root off.
It ain't growing.
I don't think it worked like that.
I saw it on YouTube. It's supposed to grow. And I should have asked Dava.
Where you got the onion from?
From the food store.
Okay.
I go through a lot of onions.
No, because some produce goes through processes that may reduce the capacity for propagation from seed or the root stock.
I have a GMO onion.
I didn't say that at all.
You can be concerned.
I didn't say that at all, sir. What I'm saying is, so what you do, you get the green onion top and you replant that.
Yeah, I have that.
And you could keep replanting that over and over and over again once it withstands the heat.
I want no spring onion. I want onion. I want to grow that. And it ain't growing from the seed, whatever that top piece is.
You check your soil content?
I have the manure thing, the package, potting soil and thing.
It could be a bit too strong, right? But producers like women, we delicate, you got to have...
The JCMP news, you see that? They supposed to meet with the government. They didn't.
Yesterday.
However, they're going to meet at the end of the month to meet with the government. Looks like they don't have a private meeting. And I want to know, will it be... know like how this meeting or previous meeting yesterday was aired live. I want to know the meeting with the JCNP, will that be live? Then there seems to be a war of words. I'm not sure if you've been seeing the circulation of JCNP letterhead news.
I saw emails. That, you know, but I wasn't sure what was happening because...
I share everything. If you put it out there, it can be on every page.
I saw... It was just weird because something that looked like... It was a statement from the Office of the Prime Minister, but it was on a JCNP letterhead.
I saw that. That was confusing. I had to ask about it. Someone says a watermark.
But I could see why the JCNP possibly were unable to attend.
No, I understand.
Mr. Miller sent his message straight from Starbucks. I just saying.
From work?
Yeah, from work.
I thought Starbucks was involved. You're trying to say they were involved in this JCNP thing?
I'm saying I hope the JCNP has its own.
I don't know if they have their own.
Because Gmail does it for free.
Yeah. Just with JCNP at gmail.com.
I mean, you could do that, or you could pay and get JCNP at JCNP.org.
Do you have a budget? I don't even know if JCNP have a budget. Who?
You got to have a budget.
Where would they get the money from?
What do you mean they don't have a budget?
Would the JCNP get? They work it for free. They don't get paid from the government.
Where they got the audacity from is where they would get the money from.
But the government don't pay the JCNP. And they work as a volunteer group.
Gmail is free.
So you could get Gmail. Because you sound like you want them to spend money. As if they're making money. They don't make no money.
You sure?
No, I'm not sure.
Because they act like they're making money.
Yeah.
They act like over the last 20 years, they have produced income and revenue generating mechanisms that could support the entire community. That's what I think about when I see the word successful.
In the future.
Could you imagine how much money could have been made? Like, in other words, how much money is lost? That's like how the capitalists speak.
Yeah.
From the lack of merchandise, from Junkanoo imagery.
I'm not sure if JCNP could, people wouldn't want to buy a JCNP shirt.
Who's in the JCNP?
Various Junkanoo groups.
People. Oh, and who are the various Junkanoo groups?
Volunteer Junkanoo groups.
The people who own the material that would be merchandised?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like they sell t-shirts a lot. And I'm not sure, like, let's pick on somebody. Let's pick on the Saxons. When the Saxons sell a shirt, who that money goes to? I mean, they own, incorporated, they own the paraphernalia or whatever. But I want to know if it goes to the Saxon group or it goes to an individual who says, I can just sell Saxon stuff.
Well, it depends what's on it. If it says Saxons, then who owns the name Saxons?
They incorporated. Yeah, like the Valley.
Would anybody from it? Huh?
It's not like the Valley Boys, like with two people who own it. It's Saxons owned by one person.
It is?
I don't know.
Possibly. But the point is, right, like if it's owned, whoever owns the imagery.
The group.
Well, then they use imagery and sell things.
But I don't know if any group sells, like, paraphernalia. The group itself. I thought individuals in the group.
This is a part of the issue, right? Why is there not an organized system? Like, you know how many people travel to the Bahamas regularly. Like that famous American boy who's like, I's a valley. Mm. Sure, he's a valley, but to show what it means to be a valley, right, he would have the merchandise from the valley every year and the merchandise from the other groups to compare it to say that what it means to be a valley is to be better than all of these other by them. Socks, tams, scarves, T-shirts, pajamas, yeah. Bathing suits, shades.
But besides Barabbas and the Tribe, any other junket group have a storefront? To say, well, come here and this is where our merchandise is sold for the group?
I mean?
Boy, things is things. Because JCNP should have a storefront, eh? You could just buy a JCNP shirt and say, I support JCNP.
Well, why?
It can't be an individual.
Since the JCNP has assumed the posture that it has, why wouldn't the JCNP manage or facilitate a storefront where all of the group's merchandise is sold? Why wouldn't they get a
percentage?
They
want the government to pay for it.
They want you to pay for it.
Okay. And then buy the shirt after it. After you pay for it, still buy the shirt. We don't know discount. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM. How are you doing today, man?
Hey, CA, good morning. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
You guys are talking about something I've also, and I'm sure I'm not the only person up in within recent times, but we've been talking about the potential revenues that these jumping groups can make from their costumes after each rush out or each Boxing Day, New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that with the amount of love and the amount of money poured into these costumes that many pieces of discarded garbage. I would have thought by now that, as you so rightfully said, you got to now stop looking at it just from a national tradition and now turn those pieces into revenue for the jungle groups for them to help themselves. Now, yes, I agree. Some pieces may be designed and decorated by individuals for the group. But if the group is also pouring a little bit of their monies, because I'm pretty sure, you know, they put their monies to get the feathers and put their monies into getting the beads and put their monies into getting some other stuff, by now, you should turn that into a revenue-generating entity. Whereas most of our pieces, regardless to where you travel throughout the world, we should see a piece of junk canoe through just about any country that we travel into now. Especially now that we're boasting how many millions of tourists to the country.
Yeah.
We should be able to see a piece everywhere we go.
Yep.
So I encourage those persons, these jungle groups, if you've never thought about selling your pieces, perhaps get a division within your group to go out there and actually start to do some sales and marketing, not just locally, because we don't see many pieces even here locally in our stores and stuff. Yeah. But look internationally to getting our pieces sold, and especially the point of sale in terms of after each parade, you might see a guest who may want a piece to be able to negotiate and say, hey, you want this piece?
Okay.
This is for this. I'll see you after the parade. Okay. And we just
thank you.
Okay. There, but
thank you, Dad. As we transition, Nuri, or as we end the show, I met this vendor, Yvette Jordan, 10 years ago, 12 years ago. She's selling junk canoe plates,
mm-hmm.
right? But imagine if she could license or buy the rights to the images from each of the groups. So you could have your Saxon set, your Valley set, your Prodigal Son set, your music maker, your One Family, Roots, right? Don't let me forget any of the major groups, Colors, Immortals, any group. You could have these things, the kitchen, the towels, the beach towels, the sheets, right? And because we got 9 million people coming to the country every year, you're not just relying on Bahamians to support these income-generating mechanisms.
Okay. Anyway, we have the last seconds of the group. You mentioned about ICE. Let's read that into record before we go.
It hot.
Just read
Bahamian woman arrested by ICE. A Bahamian woman arrested in New Orleans by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement last month was listed in the agency's, quote, worst of the worst category, an illegal criminal with a history involving forgery and larceny. Okay. This is the first time I'm reading it for real.
Then we'll discuss that tomorrow if we have time.
Yeah, I ain't gonna call her name.
Did you lock the Bohemian up?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's been detained.
Okay. This has been Guardian Radio AM. We'll talk about how they're locking us up inside the United States and what we gotta do. Bohemians! Free the Bohemians! Because she ain't doing nothing. All she wanna do is have a better way of life. And say she thief too? Sorry for that.
Lots of
take care. Have a wonderful day.